you have a word for the horse on the left?
No. We never did that.
A nigh horse or near
no,
horse?
No.
You want to say something's not very far from here. It's just a little...
Just a little way.
Or a long way.
A long way, yeah.
You can say you can find weeds almost...
Everywhere.
Or any...
Or anywhere? Huh? What do you mean?
That's either one.
Yeah.
One. You could use them both, if you would. The trench that the plow cuts, you call a...
The furrow.
And you might say it in relation to wheat. We raised a big...
Big crop.
Crop.
A big crop of wheat. Is that what...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
If I don't get what I want, I'll ask you again.
Okay.
You had a lot of trees and you wanted to farm. You say, we...
Got to grub the land.
That means cut the trees down?
Dig them out. If you want to farm, you got to dig
yeah.
the roots out, too.
So after you're done, you say, somebody asked you, was this like us always? And you say, no, we...
We broke it.
Which means something like cleared it?
Yeah. Then went in with a breaking plow.
I see what you mean by broke. I thought that meant the same as cleared it.
Well, we cleared it, yeah, we cleared it, and then I suppose that's what you meant, getting the trees off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cleared it.
I see. You plant alfalfa and it comes up on its own, or it comes up and you cut it, and it comes up again and you cut it. You say that's the...
That's the second crop.
And they used to have a unit of wheat. Would they call it a bundle or a sheaf or a bind or what?
Well, when we cut with the binder, we made bundles. And then we stood those up and made a shock when we left them in the field, you know.
Mm-hmm. Got a shock of wheat out in the field.
Yeah.
You might say for wheat that a good yield is 40...
40 bushel.
40 bushel of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And how about with corn? If you put the, what do you call them?
The stalks?
Stalks. You put some stalks together, you have a...
You're cutting and shocking it?
Shocking? You have a shock of corn, would you say?
Yeah.
How many sheaves or how many stalks would it have in it?
Oh, Pete's sake. We'd put...
10 or 12 or 50? Or
No. The bundle would have about a dozen stalks.
A bundle?
That's what we call an armful to cut at the hand. So it would be at least 20 bundles, 20 to 40 bundles, depend on.
Mm-hmm. They used to do something different to the oats than they do now, too. They used to hire some men to come in, and the wife would have to cook for
old thrashers.
Mm-hmm. Or the process, would they call it the thrash? We'd have to go out and do the
thrashing.
Say, when are you going to start to?
Well, now you're talking about after the oats are shocked in the field, ready to bring into the barn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's thrashing.
And you might say then, well, look, now that the now we've got them shocked, we'll have to start
thrashing. Yeah,
or start to
start the thrash.
Okay. You give somebody a lift and they stop at your place and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, this is
as far as I go."
Did you ever say all the farther? It's all the farther I go.
Yeah, I have said that.
This is mine. That's
yours.
And that's you. That's ours. This is ours. That's
theirs.
That's theirs. This is ours. You wouldn't put any ins in there. Like his'ins or
no.